Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful Tuesday. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the Kansas City Chiefs. Rob, you and I have not really had the opportunity to have an in-depth conversation about Shedeur Sanders. Now feels like a decent time to be able to do it. I understand that Shedeur has become this very polarizing figure. I'm a little confused on the why. Like, just from the outside looking in, when did we ever care this much about the backup quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? So just on the outside looking in, I'm just surprised that we have spent as much time talking about Shedeur as we've spent talking about him this season. But now he's a starting quarterback in the National Football League, so that comes with its own level of conversation. Now, he got his first NFL start this past week against the Las Vegas Raiders. He played fine in that game, and his team won. They now have a chance to go back to Dylan Gabriel. They have made the decision to not go back to Dylan Gabriel, and they're going to let Shedeur Sanders get another start as the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. I've heard a lot of different opinions on Shedeur's comments after the game and how people feel about it. This is my question. I mean this. This really comes from an honest place. Are people upset that Shedeur comes off as arrogant? Or are people upset that he comes off as arrogant and he's not good enough in their eyes to come off that way? Because I could make a pretty strong argument, a pretty strong case, that a lot of the athletes that people love have a lot of the same characteristics as Shedeur. Now, if your point is, hey, I don't mind my athletes to talk, but you got to back it up and prove it on the field, I get that point. But Shedeur's confidence makes people mad in a way that honestly I don't really understand. Like after the game, for a player who we can acknowledge has taken a lot of arrows and criticism over the last year, if you go out there and play well and start and your team wins, I didn't really expect him to come off as super humble and super gracious. I also don't think he really said anything wrong. Hey, I didn't really get a chance. Hey, now that I'm just getting a chance, imagine what I could look like in a year. I don't really mind my athletes kind of carrying it that way. I also find it a little bit odd for a sports generation that grew up with just so many personalities that now I feel like we push back on any athlete that is actually interesting and says something. I'm not here to make it seem like Shedeur is my favorite player, but you know what? I feel like however Shedeur is, it comes from a genuine and honest place, and I can appreciate that. Now, I always say, you are allowed to say, do, act however you want. You just better win. I tell you guys all the time, that story about Roy Williams. Roy Williams would say, I don't care what dunk you do on a fast break as long as you make it. So if you want to bounce it off the ground, double between the legs, 360 windmill reverse, hey, as long as you make it, I don't care what you do on the fast break, but the ball better go through the hoop. Man, as long as Shedeur is playing well, he's not getting in any trouble, he's not bothering anybody, he's just out there playing, I don't have any problems with Shedeur Sanders. I hope you know, though, when you talk and you turn the heat up and the pressure the way that I think he has on himself, if you fall, people are going to be standing there waiting for you to fall. But I like the fact that Shadur has a little bit of personality. I like the fact that he has a little bit of sauce. I think we need some of that in the National Football League. We need more personality. We need more characters. Just how polarizing he has turned in his career. It is just, it's mind-blowing to me because I don't think we've ever felt this way about a Cleveland Browns backup quarterback before.
First off, we have felt this way about a backup quarterback in Cleveland, Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel was this level of polarizing for a lot of different reasons, but we actually have had a world in which we talk a lot of backup quarterback for the Browns. That's neither here nor there. I think some of the polarization and some of the frustration with Shadur is it's not that his arrogance comes from a place of he's not good enough. His arrogance feels like it's dripped in nepotism.
But I guess this is what I don't understand about the nepotism. Are people arguing that Shadur has a job that he shouldn't have? Because Shadur was a good college football player. The thing got drafted into the National Football League. I understand why people feel the way that they feel about Bronny. Bronny was not a good college basketball player, and they feel like he took somebody's spot. Are we arguing that Shadur Sanders as a prospect at the University of Colorado was not good enough to be drafted into the NFL and good enough to be given this opportunity? So that's why, to me, the nepotism conversation just doesn't really make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to me. We don't got to turn this into a super race thing, but I think it's kind of hard to not have that conversation about Shadur. I just find it odd that we, in some ways, applaud Jackson Dart for how he is and how he acts, but then we have vilified Shadur Sanders for basically acting the exact same way. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
That's fair. My point about the nepotism was this, and I think your nepotism point is well taken, but I think there's a thought that it wasn't just his play on the field. There was stuff surrounding Colorado that all felt like because his father was the coach, and I didn't cover Jackson State the same way we covered Colorado, but it felt like because his dad was the coach, he was treated a lot differently than the average college quarterback. So then when you take that, which I don't think would have happened if he had gone to, pick a school, Memphis. If he had transferred from Memphis to Texas A&M or Memphis to Oregon State, just picking schools, I don't think he would have had those same benefits that he got because his dad was the coach. So there was a feeling that he already got the easy path combined. Then he ended up in the league, and now it just feels like we're doing the same dance over again. I think the nepotism is the number one thing that people are turned off by, for sure, which is very unfair to Shadur.
I think that's silly then.
I agree.
I'm just saying, it's not based on anything. Like, the top text right is, Shadur was not skilled enough to be drafted and was only drafted because he's Deion Sanders' son. That's wrong. I hate to be in a position where I'm the one that has to defend Shadur Sanders. I don't know how you could watch college football and tell me that that's not a draftable player. You were telling me a player who played last year in the Big 12, who completed 74% of his passes, 4,000 yards, 37 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. That guy doesn't get drafted into the National Football League? That's not an NFL prospect? What are we doing here? Come on now. Maybe you don't like him, his personality. Maybe you don't like his dad. But arguing that he's not a draftable player is wrong. It's dishonest. It's incorrect. I don't even love him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.